This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here. The toll-free number that allows you to bring up anything that's on your mind is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype in to the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Lots of people have Trump on their mind after he's been making headlines after seemingly suggesting that Second Amendment supporters might could kill Hillary Clinton as a way to prevent.
Or a federal judge. Like, he wasn't really clear.
He wasn't clear. That's certainly true. The toll-free number, if again you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. So that's in the news. Plus, let's see, the guy scaling Trump Tower is what started talking about Trump tonight. A Trump supporter scaling Trump Tower for the purpose of trying to get Trump to have a meeting with him.
And also to get people to vote for Trump and to have the media say, Trump, 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 Trump.
And they did do that. They're already doing that anyway. I mean, whether or not the
right, but now they're saying it even more.
Even more. That's true.
Guy was climbing the Trump Tower. I never would have said that sentence had the guy not climbed up Trump Tower.
The man has been identified. Stephen Rogata is his name. Thus far, there's not much out there about him. I suspect that will change by tomorrow morning after people have the time they'll need to dig into this guy. As we continue, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I wanted to update you with regard to a scandal that's been going on in New Hampshire with relation to an ICE agent, a federal agent.
All right. ICE is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department.
Correct. The union leader reported that this agent basically ran into a tree while his wife was in the vehicle. He's been accused of, I guess, charged with felony reckless endangering, something like that. And he's been, the police have accused him of having drunk driving symptoms.
Mm.
And this is, that part's all on the union leader, but the part that's not is that something very similar happened to a Liberty activist about 4 years ago, except not as serious. The activist named Joe Rowe, who's been, he's been hanging out with us for 10 years, and he was accused of running into his own garage door in a vehicle. Both accidents happened on private property. Mm-hmm. Rowe was accused of driving drunk on public roads because he allegedly crossed a street from one side, like one piece of private property to another, and the place that he ran into, allegedly ran into a garage was his own. He was leasing it. It wasn't. He didn't own it. But no one was accused of being endangered, like in the sense that he wasn't. There weren't really people around.
Right.
So,
and how did they end up finding out that he was drunk? I mean, did he submit to a test on private property?
I just know that he was accused of it. I don't know if he was charged or convicted of drunk driving.
Gotcha.
But okay. The thing that's interesting is you always to look and see how federal agents are treated in New Hampshire when they do something, and then people who do something similar who are not among the anointed elite class, how those people are treated. So we should be watching this new case with the federal agent to see if he's treated as badly, if he's treated as badly as Joe Rowe was, because Joe got 33 months in jail.
Didn't he get a violation of probation for that?
Well,
I don't know if you're going to be able to. Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you're going to be able to compare apples to apples in this case, because Joe, if I'm recalling correctly, was previously convicted, sent to prison on a felony, some sort of drug charge, and was on probation at the time when what you're referring to, the garage was hit by him, and then somehow that violated his probation, if I'm recalling that correctly. So it wouldn't be apples to apples.
There was also a federal weapons charge, felon in possession. So it is it's not, there's never any two apples that are precisely the same, right?
True.
There are some differences in these cases. Yeah. But the other thing, though, is that Joe really wasn't accused of endangering anybody, and this cop had his wife, or ICE agent, had his wife in the car, according to police. When this happened, he hit the tree so hard, allegedly on purpose, that the truck flipped over on its side and the windows were gone by the time it was over. And I don't think she was hurt, but she sure could have been.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Dave, I imagine you'll be following that story as you can over at RidleyReport.com. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Corey. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Corey.
How's it going, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Music is on my mind.
Right.
I just want to talk about how I feel like most of the new age artists, they kind of like bank off of young minds and like insecurities, I guess. And
new age artists. Can you give me an example of a new age artist? Is that like
Yanni?
Okay.
Inya?
I'll go a specific genre, like rap music. You listen to the rap music on the radio, it doesn't really have like a substance. I mean,
so wait a minute. When you say new age, you're not referring to the new age religion. You're just referring to more recent times, modern music.
Yeah, more recent. Modern, yeah.
Okay. Like, so what about rap music? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Are we talking about all rap music or just the most recent rap music, meaning like within the last decade?
Like Iggy Azalea?
Yeah, that's the kind of type of music that I'm kind of dissing, I guess you want to say.
All right, so not old school rappers like, you know, Sugar Hill Gang or Dr. Dre or something like that?
The time doesn't necessarily have that big of a deal with it. I think that a lot of the newer rappers these days that are coming out, like, there's no substance in their music, you know? It's like, there's no message behind it, anything like that.
Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, you say these days, but if you go all the way back to Sir Mix-a-Lot, I mean, Baby Got Back is not exactly a song with
there is
a message.
That's a deep philosophical song where he's talking about his love for large derrières and how people who like women with large butts are incapable of telling a lie. They must always tell the truth.
I mean, no matter what the time is, you're going to find the songs that had no meaning, but it seems like...
Sure.
More recently, there's been more and more artists getting famous without meaning in their music.
Well, how old are you, Corey?
I am 20 years old.
All right. So, I mean, 20 years ago was not really that long ago. We're talking about the mid-1990s. And so, you know, to some extent, this has been the critique of popular music for a long time.
I think grunge was deeper than any 80s hair crap that I listened to.
Really?
Okay. I really do think that grunge was a deeper form of music than most. That is to say, music is generally not very deep.
Pop music is certainly generally not very deep. I mean, just by its nature, it has to appeal to the masses. It's popular.
Bop. Remember Bop?
There you go. Yes.
Where it was like 3.5 minutes of Bop.
That's exactly what it was like.
I think it was sung literally by 9-year-olds, though.
Yep, very young.
They were actually like 12 and 14, but
I think
close
there were
three
of them, and I think one of them was 9.
One was pretty young. Yes, that's true. So, Corey, I mean, this has always been a critique of pop music, is that it's bubblegum music. It is the lyrics are meaningless or, you know, pointless and, you know, throwaway content that's just there to titillate. The girls are essentially nothing more than strippers.
But one of the good things about living in the now is there are so many outlets for finding new music.
That's true.
That we didn't have when we were in high school.
Yep, that's true.
So there was no Pandora when I graduated high school 20 plus years ago.
Right.
There was the local radio. There was
the album store.
The record store where you could go in and you might be able to find something new.
Get a European EP.
Well, yeah, you could always go into the weird section at the record store, but you know, beyond that, there really wasn't the depth of music that you can find today. Like here, there was a very limited international section at the music store, but now if you want to explore music from all kinds of cultures and, you know, places, it's so easy to do that. Corey, thanks for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. See, I like K-pop, for instance, and it's total pop music over there, but I don't know what the lyrics say, so all I get to do is just listen to the music.
And leer at the little
doesn't have to bother
Korean
me.
Gals.
Give me chocolate.
That's actually J-pop combined with metal. That's baby metal is what you're referring to there. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We're going to go right back to your calls and thoughts. Also, want to let you know about MyPillow. And Mark's pillow and Daryl's pillow. We've all got the pillows from MyPillow.com, where it could help you if you're having trouble sleeping, maybe you got chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain. It could be that you've got the wrong pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. We've been using it for a few months now here, and it's been great. In fact, if you don't think this is the best pillow you've ever used, not a problem. They've got a 60-day money-back guarantee, and 60 days is more than enough time, in my opinion, to determine whether or not you like this pillow.
Sure.
So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. You can get two for the price of one, or you can even get one at half off. MyPillow.com, code FTL. You can also wash and dry this pillow in your washer and dryer, which is pretty amazing on its own. There's also a 10-year warranty attached to it. MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Rick is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Hello,
Rick.
Hello. All right. It's all good, Ian.
Oh, sounds like Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky, it's all good, brother. They all call me Rick. It happened to Ricky Nelson, too, when he had hit records.
Gotcha.
Who?
Ricky Nelson, that's my namesake.
All right, so what were you calling about tonight?
Well, you know, I was listening to, what's his name, Killer Cat or whatever the hell his name was.
I don't know. Something Cat. Go ahead.
Earlier, the whole thing on the gun stuff. Well, you know, one of the things I want to look at is, you know, this man, Trump, has openly aligned himself with Alexander Hamilton. He has said that he wants to bring the country back to its Hamiltonian roots. Now, I have a couple problems with that, Ian. Now, we started out a very rich country in the making. And in about 20, 25 years, we were going broke. Now, in 1776, on the 23rd of July, 240 years ago, as of the day of the Democratic Convention started that Monday, Alexander Hamilton spoke in New York. He was a representative from New York. He spoke in Philadelphia. But there's only one problem with his speaking. See, Alexander Hamilton neglected later on to file the paperwork. Now, he was also...
What paperwork?
The paperwork that you had to sign to make it count.
To make what count? His campaign.
No, when he spoke at the convention in 1776 in Philadelphia on July 23rd, the special one. You do know history, don't you, Ian?
I'm trying to figure this out.
I really don't.
The convention has what to do with Alexander Hamilton's presidential what?
Hamilton was the Secretary of Treasury and the representative from New York.
Right.
He spoke there. Benjamin Franklin spoke there. Patrick Henry made a statement, gave him the finger, and went home.
Okay.
Jefferson and Adams weren't there because they were over in France on official government business. Now,
not in 1776. Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence in 1776. The Constitution wasn't ratified until 1789.
Talking about the Constitution.
Hold on just a second. There's no president until there's a Constitution. George Washington was...
There was the President
of the Senate. Who cares?
Congress.
That's not who he's talking about, and Hamilton was never one of those.
1801, and his vice president was Aaron Burr. Does anybody know what happened in 1804 in Wishawken, New Jersey?
Yes. Aaron Burr shot Hamilton, and I wish he'd have shot him again.
Oh, God.
He didn't have to, because Hamilton shot
Because they didn't file the paperwork.
That's right. And you want to know what's worse than that? The worst thing about that is he was a coward ever since before 1706 because he came up with federalism. And here's how it goes. Federalism.
But what does Hamilton getting shot in 1804 have to do with whatever convention happened in 1776 and Donald Trump
did
today?
Second Constitution.
He spoke at the convention, and he never filed the paperwork, so it didn't count.
What paperwork? What didn't count?
Everything he said there, because he never filed the paperwork to go along with it.
No, you have to file paperwork to speak at a convention?
He never signed. He had handed paperwork from the state of New York.
But what was it for? What was the paperwork for? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm so dense here. What are you getting at?
There was paperwork that needed to be handed in. Like for example, it's always legal documents. When you have bills and things like that and stuff like that, you got to write papers on it. And there had to be papers accompanying with it.
Did you file your papers to make the telephone call tonight?
No, but the good news is I got my card from the Federal Credit Union today. I'm just waiting for my number, hopefully tomorrow, Mark.
All right, that's enough. Thanks, Ricky. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I'm still not sure what he was getting at. Hamilton bad, though. Hamilton bad. I think
yes.
That's one thing we can agree with Ricky on here tonight.
Yes.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
We'll talk to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, Mark Ian and
Daryl.
Daryl.
Oh, yeah, Daryl. Yeah. Hey, you know, I don't on a whole new topic.
Yes, please.
I don't know if you've heard, but Syria is finally getting a little back to normal. They're whooping ISIS pretty well. And needless to say, I've told you before that I believe that ISIS is Dick Cheney and his new company, Cheney Oil. You remember I've described that whole thing?
No, I mean, I don't recall all the details. You think there's an oil company that is masquerading as a band of killers?
No, it's just like, you remember the old Mel Brooks movie, Blazing Saddles?
Vaguely.
I mean, I've been talking about this for 3 years, and I started out by talking about it as Blazing Saddles. If you think of the storyline of Blazing Saddles, an insider realizes the railroad's going to come through this town. That town is going to go from being a bug tussle, nothing, to all of a sudden worth millions, right, with the railroad coming through.
Okay.
So this Hedy Lamarr, that's his name, and Hedy Lamarr decides to steal the town blind. He creates a whole pack of outlaws to drive everybody out so he can get the town for free, basically. And so the scheme of ISIS is just that gang of hired thugs that are hired by Genie Oil. And Genie, if you've ever had drilling rights, you know, it's not usually but a mile or two square miles of drilling rights. Well, they have 153 square miles of the Golan Heights. And the Golan Heights, if you look at that on a map, it's where Israel and Syria kiss. And so Israel captured the Golan Heights in 1967. The United Nations is demanding that they give it back, and they were supposed to give it back by 1968, right? And they never did it. And so a couple of years ago, Netanyahu sold the drilling rights to Genie Oil. Now,
and you believe that they are ISIS, that they're sponsoring ISIS so that ISIS can take over plots of land and ultimately give them exclusive drilling rights?
Well, it's even beyond that. They want to run a pipeline up to Europe.
It's an interesting theory, David. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. And again, Skype username LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price.
Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Liberland, the European micronation, has recently had recognition proposed by seven Polish legislators. And anything that these guys can get is progress towards what they're looking for, which is recognition by some on the international stage. Here on Free Talk Live, we understand that the idea of nations are just ideas, they're just concepts, they're make-believe, basically, but there's enough people who believe in those concepts that they will back them up by the threat of violence. And so if you can get some of those other nation-state people to acknowledge your nation-state as another nation-state, then you've gotten a long way from where you started, which is with nothing. And so what they've done with Liberland is they've got a 3-square-mile plot of land that is no man's land. It's supposedly not claimed by Serbia or Croatia, which are the two countries that border this 3-square-mile swamp, basically. And they've been trying to claim this and trying to get that recognition. So they're working on that, and they know that they need to keep their name in the news, and they're good at doing that specifically because they're willing to get arrested for it. They've been being arrested in large numbers just trying to go to Liberland and getting arrested by the Croatian government. The Chicago Journal of International Laws released a 35-page essay making the case for statehood for Liberland. Roger Ver is behind Liberland. He's the founder of Bitcoin.com, and the base of the economy is expected to be cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 people have registered on Liberland's website, with more than 100,000 requesting citizenship there. But Liberland's a small place, so in order to qualify for that citizenship, you do have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So go to learn more at liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org, as we continue here with your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Jay in Colorado. First up, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jay.
Hey, taking my call.
Jay, you're really loud. I'm going to have to ask that you back far away from your phone because it's really overblown. It's hard to understand you.
Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. I had it on speaker. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Anyways, I just got back from Jackalope Freedom Festival last night.
Oh, great. Yeah, I heard that we were being broadcast live at the Jackalope Freedom Festival by someone with some radio transmission equipment.
Yeah, that would be Derek.
I wouldn't say who it was. Lead allegation, and it may or may not be true.
It was okay. Jackalope.
There you go, Mr. Jack.
Well, it's totally unorganized, so people just show up there and kind of do what they want. Do, you know, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. It's cool.
Cool.
And it was a good time. The Free Talk Live presence was certainly there.
Awesome.
A young man had called in talking about the music not being as good as it used to be. And actually, I think the modern music that's coming out is probably some of the best deep music there is. The problem is it's not being played on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I say a couple of names of some
sure.
Guys that performed? So a fellow from calls himself Fetty Profound. He performs at Jackalope, and he's a hip hop artist from Phoenix. And I'd like to send you some of his albums, his CDs. You can pass out up there. He gave me a whole big box of them.
I probably won't do it personally, but maybe somebody will.
We are going to the New Hampshire Hip Fest in a couple of
that's
weeks.
True.
Could take it there.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah, that'd be good. And anyways, his last album was called Thought Criminal, and it's very much thought provoking. Especially to people who like enjoy hip hop, but maybe aren't familiar with the ideas of liberty. Mm-hmm. This guy delivers a great message. There's another guy named from Colorado here, and he performs at this place called the Liberty Lodge that I go to often. And his name is MCAD, and Freedom Movement is his band, or his I said might be named his album, but and he's another one got some great thought provoking hip hop. And a couple of weeks ago at the Liberty Lodge, they had a hip-hop night. And basically the criteria was hip-hop and liberty-oriented music. Elias Clay is a young lady who has some excellent lyrics on freedom and liberty, who's like a kind of a hip-hop genre, new age maybe some people will call it. But, Jack Wolf was a good time. We were driving through Albuquerque, and we stopped at Albuquerque at a natural grocer type place, and we were sad we couldn't find Sarah.
Oh.
We didn't hang out too long.
Otherwise, you would have gotten run over by one of the buses, because apparently that happens to everybody in Albuquerque.
And, yeah, you know, we didn't see any traffic fatalities, no pedestrian fatalities. It seemed like a pretty mellow area where we were. There were bars on the windows of all the stores,
How many people were at the Jackalope Freedom Festival?
I didn't really take a count, but I want to guesstimate probably 200-ish, maybe 250 at its peak. And it was a good time. Met a lot of people from all over. But most of the concentration was people from, like, California Albuquerque and, you know, Phoenix. And
it's hard to commit to go camping where you have to cross the entire country. So it's understandable that, you know, people would be coming more from the region. Jay, thanks for calling to share the experience, man. Glad you had a good time, and glad you're back safely in Colorado. Appreciate the call tonight. It's Jay Noon, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Charlie in Arizona. Listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys. I just have a couple items. The first is Mr. Trump's comments. I am so tired of all the spin doctors that have to slice, dice, and microscopically examine everything somebody says. When you have people that, like the guy that came out and specifically stated that Assange should be executed, and the other guy that said we need to kill Russians and Iranians, you know. And
now, who was that?
They came out and said that.
Who said kill Russians and Iranians? Who was that?
I believe it was might have been the deputy director of NSA. I can't recall specifically, but as far as Trump...
So what you're saying is it's not fair to focus on Trump's possible suggestion that Hillary should be killed by Second Amendment supporters, whereas the Hillary Clinton, for instance, or her campaign staff, or her whatever people, whoever this guy was you were talking about, Daryl, somebody related to Clinton.
Yeah, one of her strategists.
Actually specifically came out and advocated for the murder of Julian Assange.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here and say the difference is that was a strategist, that wasn't Hillary.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they play a double standard, you know. They use the acts on... And Trump staffers as well. I'm not saying I support either one, but
I agree with you. There's definitely inconsistency in the media as far as whose statements they're going to pick apart and who they're going to focus on.
Well, the media is like so many people in the United States. They're fine with people using government force. Government claims for itself a monopoly privilege in the use of violence in a given landmass. In the case of the United States, that landmass is the entire globe. And as long as the government commits the violence, a la an assassination of Assange or, you know, assassinations of world leaders around the world or whatever it is that they do, it's fine. It's okay. It's acceptable. Now, what Trump said is that maybe some people who believe in the Second Amendment will use it for what it is for. And look, there's no denying that the Second Amendment was written by people who use guns to kill their government. That's exactly what it was for.
Well, and you have to remember, too, I mean, his first point was to avoid that they should vote for him.
And avoid it.
And the second is Supreme Court justices can be impeached. You might not remember,
however,
but
it's probably pretty unlikely.
Billboards everywhere impeach Earl Warren.
Thanks, Charlie, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. And if you support Free Talk Live and you want to help us continue to promote the ideas of liberty, getting them on more radio stations, more satellite signals, there are a couple ways to do it. One, the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And we'll invest that $5 a month into Free Talk Live, getting us on more radio stations. Also, we've got you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum, or which is now the AMP-only Facebook group. So you can get all of that for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, our satellite fundraiser is happening now and is happening for the next 9 days. So if you haven't yet contributed, please take a moment, go over, take a look at the perks that we've got. You can get free books from Daryl W. Perry. Also, Callan Diggs from Reaching the Finish Line's offering some freebies as well. Plus, other things like being able to sit in on your favorite LRN.FM show as it's produced live. So there's some cool perks available.
And the one that's not listed, and we've only mentioned it a couple times, the largest donor gets to decide the fate of a specific thread on the now-retired BBS.
Yep, the Dave Grady thread, the Dave from New York thread. So, yeah, that is still in the offering for the largest donor. And right now, I think several hundred bucks would make you the largest donor at this point. I think maybe our largest might be $200 or $300 at this point. So please go over and contribute what you can. If all you got's $5, we still appreciate it. If you can do 10, that'll get you the lowest level perk. And then there's perks all the way on up to, I think, $10,000 or something like that. So go and please take a look and contribute what you can. If you appreciate the fact that we're getting the Ideas of Liberty on satellite signals that are free to air, meaning that anyone with a cheap dish and receiver within the signal pattern can receive it, and that means that, you know, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of potential listeners could receive Free Talk Live if we're in the right places. And currently we're in sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America on satellite. We'd like to expand that out from there to Europe, as well as the Middle East, most of it, and North Africa, all with the addition of one satellite, if the fundraiser meets its goal. And right now, we need some help. So go to fund.lrn.fm if you want to contribute or learn more about it. You can learn more about free-to-air satellite and what we're doing right now and what we want to do into the future. So fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm, as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Tom is in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Before I forget, Dale, very well played with your synopsis of the old rap song. I got a kick out of that. I don't know if everybody got it or not.
Thanks, sir.
Of what song?
The Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
Oh,
we were talking about music from the 90s.
Yes, I remember that. I just couldn't hear what he said, which rap song. Anyway, go ahead.
So, Ian, you were speaking earlier. You said that you just feel like people are kind of on the edge, itchy as if there just has to be some type of major change, a breakthrough, a breakaway. And it reminded me of some folks who felt very similarly, although it was some time ago. People overseas had a problem with a guy named King John, if you remember. He had ended up selling his own country down the river. And it was folks who were rich and the folks who were poor. He sold the whole country down the river. And he did it by way of Babylon's law. In that particular case, it was Islamic law, or what we might call statutory.
Which country
law
is this?
It's over in England.
Yeah, King John?
King John signed the Magna Carta. I don't really understand.
He was forced to sign it at the point of a sword, I believe.
Right.
But what the reason why is what I'm explaining, and I think you'll see where I'm going with this quickly. Number one, it was kind of a three-pronged tyranny that just had the people exactly where we are today. It was this Babylonian law, which you could compare to our statutory law. It was enslavement and bondage to users, which we might compare to money lenders or bankers, and it was taxation by a foreign power, which in their case was the Vatican, and our case is the IRS, which, by the way, is not a government organization. It's a private corporation.
Now, this is a new one. I got to say, I've heard the Federal Reserve is a private corporation.
I've heard the thing about the IRS as a private corporation, and I've heard two things. I've heard that it's incorporated in Puerto Rico, which is why Puerto Rico will never become a state. I've also heard that it's incorporated in Delaware, and that Delaware is, in fact, not a state, but people think it is, that Delaware is somehow still a protectorate of the British Crown.
I've got the paper with all the statutory law, the law that is and the law that is not. What's more important is the law that is not. It simply does not have statutory or any type of legal power whatsoever to do what it does.
Well, then how come the courts keep putting people in prison for it? I mean, Richard Hatch from Survivor, Wesley Snipes.
Irwin Schiff.
Irwin Schiff is still in prison.
I thought he died.
Did he die? You're right, I think he did. Sorry.
Why is the dollar counterfeit? Why does the Federal Reserve issue debt instruments and not actual lawful money? You'll never change the definition of a dollar. We are so overrun with criminality, and I think that's why they're so afraid of Trump. Now, listen, he might be a bit of an eccentric goofball, but I don't think he's crazy. I think he probably has a pretty good business acumen, but he's not part of their club. And you have to understand, there's a big difference between...
How do you know he's not part of their club? I mean, I keep hearing people assert that. Right, I mean, there's pictures with him and Hillary Clinton. I mean, obviously, you got to be part
he's
of some
been
club.
Buddy with the Clintons since the 90s.
I'm talking about the political club. In other words, and this is, I think...
I don't know, Tom. I don't think an outsider could really come in like, you know, people like to paint Trump as this outsider, but I just don't think that you could get that kind of traction unless you've greased the right palms.
I would agree with you if not for the reaction that you're seeing from all of these various people from all sorts of different places and different political leanings. It's very bizarre.
Do you think that's why a bunch of Republicans got together to form this group Better for America and throw Evan McMullen as a candidate?
Absolutely. I think, here's what I think is going on. In a nutshell, I believe, well, I know that there's a big difference between the corporate body and the body politic. The body politic is kind of the plantation that we're all slaves on. The corporate body is their corporation. The capital letters, the United States of America, is a corporation. And by definition, they'll tell you that. And that is what they are a part of. They're like a bunch of deities, a bunch of mini-gods. And they rule us, and it's kind of a world thing. And by the way, the guy who was talking about the pipeline thing, he was absolutely correct. That's pretty well known. But at any rate, they are part of this corporate body, and the rest of us, rich or poor, we're part of the plantation. Some of us have it better. Some of us are the house folk.
It's still a heck of a lot better than it is in the other countries, though, right?
Not all of them. I think we probably have an opportunity if we can seize it back one way or another. I think we still have some friends in the courts. Listen, they're still releasing sensitive documents that are getting people in jams. So I think that there's still a few people pushing for something to happen, but it's going to take a real effort for folks to come together and use the nonviolent system of the courts and groups to say, look, this is our country. I'm thinking maybe a class action lawsuit and go for the money or at least whatever assets this corporation has.
Well, I would love to see this class action lawsuit because I have been hearing these kind of theories for some time.
Conspiracy theory?
It's not that I'm claiming that they exist or they don't exist. I kind of would claim that they're irrelevant, but they would get darn relevant darn quickly if there was a class action lawsuit. At that point, it would be very, very clear, very
case
quickly.
Case dismissed, no standing.
Well, that's the thing. They never want to give you standing. You've got to ask yourself, why do they not want to give you standing for anything? It's crazy.
No, because they, you know, because if there was some way to actually threaten the status quo,
they wouldn't discover it.
They don't want you to have a chance at it, whatever that is. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call. I appreciate the optimism. I mean, I'm glad Tom thinks that you can still work through the system, but I've pretty much given up at the national level. I don't think you can make any changes. They are too entrenched. Anyway, tomorrow night, you can join us for more Free Talk Live. Online in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.